I'm pretty worried about the Zika virus, Yael. It's in Florida as well as South America.
I know there's reason for concern, but did you know that Zika was first discovered in Uganda in East Africa in 1947 in a rhesus monkey? By 2002, scientists had identified 600 strains of the virus. Only 10 infect humans.
Wow, it's been around a long time. Why haven't we heard about it until now?
Since Zika has existed in Africa and Asia for decades, people have probably built up immunity there, and it doesn't affect them very much. But when it spread to the Americas, it found a more vulnerable population. Even in the U.S., for most people, the viral infection is hardly noticeable.
Not for unborn babies.
That's right, Don. Zika is a mosquito-borne virus related to dengue and yellow fever. It's been associated with two rare conditions, a birth defect called microcephaly, or small brain size, and Guillain-Barré syndrome, which causes weakness, numbness, and even temporary paralysis.
What are we supposed to do now that Zika-carrying mosquitoes are in the United States?
Zika mosquitoes live in tropical habitats, which include our southern border states. It's obvious that we haven't been able to control the spread of Zika to Florida. Now that it's there, officials are taking precautions such as spraying insecticides and eliminating standing water where they breed. But the virus is also sexually transmitted, so people, especially pregnant women, have to practice safe sex with partners who may have been exposed.
I think I'm going to stay in the house until a vaccine comes out.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.